This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's the Scott Mills Daily, early one for you today because we were in for Greg on Radio 1 Breakfast. I desperately try to avoid any bodyguard spoilers. Kate Silverton sounds like a car alarm on Strictly. We play our game Funny Business. It's calling businesses with funny names. People who are very sad that Greg James is off the market. And Chris takes the entire credit for Brockhampton. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, good morning. Don't freak out. You haven't really overslept. Greg James has a day off from Radio 1 Breakfast this morning. I'm Scott Mills. This is Chris Stark.
Hello.
Chris has had how many hours sleep?
I've had 2 hours sleep, I think it is. Maybe 2.5. I feel good for it, actually. I'm all right.
Stayed in a glamorous hotel right near Radio 1. Why were you... If you've gone at 3 and then you got up at 5, why were you ringing down to ask for the Wi-Fi code at 3 a.m? Or is that a really obvious question?
Yeah, I just needed something to send me to sleep.
Sure.
That's all.
If you're wondering, why is Greg James taking a day off already? He's got quite a good excuse. He went and got married, didn't he? Congratulations, Greg and Bella.
Congratulations, Greg. Tall man, short honeymoon.
Yeah.
It's only one day.
One day. I reckon he'll be probably celebrating tying the knot right about now. So here we are.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
Sorry about that, everyone. Well, I like the new music. Hope you're good this morning. It's Monday, boo. But we've got loads of good stuff, yay. Coming up, yesterday's quiz, which we'll do at 7.15. Something we haven't done for absolutely ages as well. We will have a game of funny business. 8.15 this morning because... it's been so long since we've done this. We've done this a bit in the afternoon. Some companies have brilliant slash quite rude names. Some of them inspired. So we're going to call some of them and try not to lol when they answer the phone. 8.15 this morning. 9 a.m. will be your 10-minute takeover. Other stuff that's happening this morning. Obviously, Bodyguard finale last night.
Oh, don't say anything. Don't be one of those.
Well, that's the thing. I can't say anything. But one thing I will say is... I only realised last night, after watching the whole series, that his name is David Budd, B-U-D-D.
Yeah, David Budd.
Well, I thought it was David Bird with a Scottish accent.
No way.
David Budd.
Yeah.
But it's David...
David Bird.
It actually is David Budd, not Bird. Who knew? All right, let's start Monday show.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Breakfast with Scott and Chris in for Greg this morning. He's having a one-day honeymoon. Coming up, music from The Killers and Barzy and Camila Cabello. Good morning, Emma, who says, the Monday morning feeling is 100% on. And there's a chill in the air, isn't there?
Oh, winter is coming.
We're definitely coming.
It definitely is.
So, where did you stay last night? Can you just clear this up for me? Why weren't you at home?
All right, so I was DJing at Southampton Uni last night and went straight from there to here.
What part have you ever thought, I know, I'll do a student gig on Sunday night and then do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show the next day?
Well, I actually thought you'd send me a message to tell me off because it's the kind of thing that you would really frown upon. But actually, you didn't. Yeah. And so, I don't know really how this worked out, but they booked a hotel next to Radio 1 so I could go there and have a couple of hours sleep.
The reason I didn't text you is because I was asleep like a normal person would be on a Sunday night before doing the breakfast show.
Yeah, but mate, you'll be pleased because I had a shower. I never normally do that at this time of the day.
I think we'll agree, all of us in here. We're pleased, aren't we?
Yeah.
That doesn't normally happen on these hours with you.
It was a crazy situation though, right? So I turned up and checked in about 2.5 hours ago. And then I checked out 20 minutes ago.
It's making me feel tired.
So the guy on reception, I don't know what he thinks has gone on in there.
Right. I mean, you were in there max 2.5, weren't
you? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he was looking at me, and I thought, I could tell him what I'm doing, but actually, I think it's better to let his imagination run wild. So do you think he's now to go up and check the room?
Yeah.
And be like, what's he been up to in here then?
Also, can I ask, is this the hotel? I know it's one right near Radio 1. Is this the hotel where it's... I don't want to say too much. Is it the one where you open the curtains and even though you're in central London and could have a view of central London because it's quite high, you open the curtains and it's the London skyline, but it's a picture of it like you get in IKEA?
It's really a fairy.
It's a fairy, isn't
it? It's kind of famous around here for it.
But you actually open the curtains and it's just like a drawing of central London. It's like, no, I could see the London Eye from here.
Yeah.
I don't need a drawing of it.
I think it might be the most rock and roll thing I've ever done. I mean, that's 2 hours in that room. Do you remember when Charlie Sloth said he books hotel rooms? I don't know if this is a sloth lie.
He books hotel rooms just to go to the toilet.
Yeah, posh poo.
That's true.
Like, 2 hours max. Oh, not that he's spending 2 hours, but he likes to have a shower, doesn't he? Straight
yeah,
after.
Yeah, he does.
But that might be a lie.
Also, it was weird that I was DJing in the same place as you, but we weren't on together.
I know. I thought that was an error from them.
I was on at like 9 and he was on at 11. And tell him what happened at the end.
Oh, so...
well, not even the end.
So I was on a little bit later and he came up to me about 20 minutes before the end and was like... So the situation is all the buses are leaving now. Do you mind letting people know that the buses are ready to go? So, maybe not. 20 minutes to go.
Right,
there was an exodus.
Everyone go. Did everyone go?
People were faced with the choice of getting the bus back or having me for like another 20 minutes.
Right.
A lot of people chose the bus.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to shout out the girl. Wow, we've been everywhere this weekend. Shout out the girl in Manchester at the O2. Was a fresher, and they had like those CO2 cannons, like, and confetti cannons as well. I don't think this girl had ever experienced a confetti cannon before, because she was opening her mouth and actually eating the confetti. Shout out to her.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people are just waking up and finding out that Greg James has been taken. No. Married, I mean.
Yeah, which it is wonderful news.
In a van. No, it hasn't.
It's lovely, lovely news. We're all very happy for him.
Yeah.
But some people are just like,
I know.
They're heartbroken, Scott.
I know. I've seen a few tweets. Because the thing is with Greg, he's got that thing where, I think it's because he's so nice and he's so down to earth, you can imagine him being your husband.
He's good looking as well.
Like, he is good
looking. I try and play that down a bit.
But like down to earth, like, you know, like normal lad.
He's all right. Yeah.
Right. He is. I just saw this one. OMG, my heart. I guess my lifelong dream of marrying Greg James is now over. And I will have to cry myself to sleep. But what a beautiful couple.
Scott Mills.
I'd be interested to know how you are dodging the spoilers for Bodyguard this morning if you haven't seen it. Because there are a lot of people that are just, you know, weren't available last night, or they went to bed, or they had stuff on, and they won't have seen it. So I'm going to have to tread real careful today when I'm talking about it.
So you've seen it?
Well, what I did, because I'd only seen like episode one, so I completely binged all afternoon, and then watched the live one at 9 o'clock, so I felt like I was with the rest of the nation.
So you didn't do it the wrong way round. By that I mean, when I watched Game of Thrones for the first time, I watched the last season. And liked it. I didn't think I'd like it. So watched the last season of it and then had to start at the beginning and go all the way through.
That's weird.
Which is weird because you sort of know in your head what's going to happen. But yeah. It was still good. It's not bad if you haven't seen it. And same with this Bodyguard. It's a good show. But I'm worried. I haven't seen it. You have seen it. I'm worried you're going to say something, not even a spoiler, but you might just say something in a certain way which will ruin it for me.
Well, no. I just want to know, who is Vicky's new boyfriend and why have we never seen him? That's not a spoiler, come on. Although maybe it is if you were expecting to meet him in the final episode.
I honestly think, don't say anything.
Right. I can't even touch this, can I? I'm going to move away. Let us know, though, like, how have you been avoiding it? You can also, you can block mentions. I'll tell you how in a minute. It's quite geeky, but you might actually want to know this, because if you're trying to avoid it today, I'll tell you how to do it in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Oh, good morning. I know what you're thinking. Greg James... taking a day off already, he's only been on a few weeks. He got married and managed to keep it private. Don't they look so cute?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's massive news, and we're all very proud of him as well. We're proud of both of them.
Congratulations. And, yeah, you'll see all the pictures when you head to Insta and Twitter this morning, but they look great.
They had a lovely time, from what I can see.
I mean, it looks great. Good morning to Ciara in Manchester. She's like, I just had to de-ice my car. What's all that about? Oh, no. That's really on, isn't it?
Now? Winter is coming.
My mum still does that with her now. That's what I call music CD case.
Really?
Just scraping the ice off there. Okay, yesterday's quiz is on within 10 minutes. Let's meet our contestants and who's playing this week.
Hi, Scott and Chris. It's Lana from the L team. So we're four sisters from Berkshire. It's me, Lana, with Leanne, Lauren and Leona. You'll meet the rest of the team throughout the week. So when Leona and I went on holiday to Las Vegas, we went to see David Guetta and I fell butt first into the pool.
Okay, good. Looking forward to meeting you girls.
Scott Mills.
Good morning. This is Radio on Breakfast with Scott and Chris. Dan from Didcot's really confused. He's like, God, he didn't last long, did he?
That's brutal.
No. If you have just switched the radio on, Greg James got married, so he's having a night and a day off.
You broke that like bad news.
He's back then. Tomorrow. Well, some people are taking it as bad news.
You're waking up to the news today.
No, a lot of people.
Greg is married.
A lot of people, like, obviously, so much love and support, and people are so happy for Greg. But then we've got Zoe. I met him on a Feet Up Friday once in 2010, and we were destined to be together. That's what I thought, anyway. Okay, let's do yesterday's quiz. Every day this week, we're going to speak to the L team who are battling out to win yesterday's quiz. And good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
So you're the first caller from the L team, and you called the L team because?
Because we are four sisters with names all beginning with L.
Okay, so talk me through the sisters. I've got Lana on the phone with me. Who else?
Yep, there is also Leanne, Lauren and Leona.
Okay.
What's the gimmick there then? Why all the L's?
I don't really know. I think my parents kind of started with a couple and then thought, oh, I see what we've done here. We might as well continue. Mm.
It's quite Kardashian, isn't it?
It is a bit. And I would love to think of us as the Kardashians, but right. We're really not.
Well, you know, you're kind of like, where are you from?
Sandhurst.
Yeah, you're Sandhurst Kardashians.
I love that.
Right, what's the story?
I'm gonna add that to my business card.
Yeah, exactly. What's the story with David Guetta in Vegas? This is you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So me and Leona went to Vegas together and we bought tickets to go and see David Guetta while we were there. So 2 a.m. dancing in the outdoor area, having a great time until I go a little bit too far and stack it backwards into the pool.
Yes.
Oh, how Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Drink and bag in hand, but I did manage to keep them above my head so they were salvaged.
Oh, right. So even though you're in the pool, you managed to save handbag and also drink by keeping it above water.
Indeed.
That's my girl.
How awful must that have been, Scott, when you'd have to get out the swimming pool, falling in, sort of wet dog. Not, sorry, I don't mean like that. I just mean like, you know, where your hair's all scraggy and that.
Can you not call this as wet dog?
Sorry, that was a bad thing to say.
God. Now, obviously, yesterday was the weekend, time to relax, but did you fully study what happened yesterday?
I would like to think so.
Okay.
I would like to think so. We'll see.
Okay, so Lana, first member of the L team. Let's do this.
One!
Okay.
Let's play yesterday's quiz. 90 seconds on the clock and let's go. BBC drama Bodyguard finished last night on BBC One, but who plays the lead character, David Budd?
Oh, pass. Something.
No, Richard Madden. Which ex One Direction member was hanging out with Cardi B at Milan Fashion Week last night?
Liam.
Yes, Liam Payne. Arsenal won a fourth consecutive game in the Premier League yesterday, but who did they beat?
Everton.
Yes. What was the date yesterday?
Sunday.
Date?
Oh, sorry, 23rd.
Yes. Which category will Louis Tomlinson be mentoring on The X Factor this year?
Boys.
Yes. Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter film, celebrated his 31st birthday yesterday. What colour hair did Draco have in the films?
Green.
No, blonde/white. What was the day yesterday?
Sunday.
Which rapper helped his son Saint throw a ceremonial first pitch at a baseball
Kanye.
Game? Yes. Kanye West. Which Irish boy band are rumoured to be reuniting and releasing a song written by Ed Sheeran? Pardon?
Westlife,
yes. Which film about a giant gorilla was on Channel 5 at 6:30 last night?
King Kong?
Yes. Which golf player won the Tour Championship, claiming his first win in 5 years?
Tiger Woods.
Yes. Meghan Markle revealed yesterday she stitched some of her clothes from her first date into her wedding dress for something blue, but who is she married to?
Prince Harry.
Yes. What time was it exactly... Oh, we're out. We're out?
We'll start.
What time was it exactly this time yesterday?
7:19.
Well, 7:20 actually. So.
Oh. Down my clock.
Oh my god, you were so good.
You were really good. So
yes,
the scores.
It was all worth it.
The scores are.
I made that 10, I think.
Is it 10? 10.
Wow.
Yay.
Well played.
Well played. Right. So. Lana was on today's Yesterday's Quiz. Next up, it's Leanne, who needs to pay attention to everything that happens today for tomorrow's Yesterday's Quiz. Thanks very much, Lana.
Thank you.
And remember, Leanne, your 24 hours starts now.
Scott Mills. Radio 1 Breakfast.
So how do I stop the spoilers on social then?
For Bodyguard?
Nah, for everything, really.
Okay, so I've just found this thing about blocking and muting. Bear with. But you might want to use this today if you are trying to really avoid anything to do with Bodyguard. Maybe you've got it saved to watch later on tonight. So, muting is case insensitive. For example, if you add cats to your mute list, any mention of cats will be muted from your notifications. Obviously, put Bodyguard, not cats.
But this is great. So you can do this with anything you don't want to hear from it. It sort of can eradicate from your life on social.
You can include punctuation within a word or phrase when muting. Punctuation at the end of a word or phrase is not necessary.
So, for example, I'm a little bit tired of hearing about Brexit. If I wanted to, I could just write Brexit in there and I won't hear about it on social anymore.
Yeah. So also, muting a word will mute both the word itself and its hashtag. For example, if you mute unicorn, both unicorn and hashtag unicorn will be muted from your notifications.
Right.
So all you need to do is put in Bodyguard or whatever you don't want to know about.
Or like celebrities you just don't want to hear about.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
It's good,
I
right?
I could do this with loads of things thinking about it.
Oh, it gets more dense now. To mute tweet notifications, tweets in the home timeline or from replies to tweets that mention a particular account, you must include the @ before the name. Doing this will mute tweet notifications that mention that account. It's too early for this, but won't mute the account itself. Muting is set to a default time period of forever.
That was like a blur.
The last bit in particular, but anyway, just basically put Bodyguard in.
Scott Mills.
All I see on my timeline is various articles like X Factor is a fix. Fans are complaining that it's a fix. Louis Tomlinson's got the boys category and everyone's saying, well, people will vote for whoever's in his category because of his massive fan base. He's got a bigger fan base than all the other judges, so therefore he will win X Factor.
Mm.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, loads of people said Love Island was a fix as well.
Everyone's obsessed with everything being a fix. Why was that a fix?
That was a fix, I think, because they were filmed redoing a kiss, or people thought that they had to redo a kiss at some point. Suddenly that meant it's a fix. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a fix on that front.
Another one. Strictly Come Dancing fans have complained that the show is fixed.
Oh, that is fixed.
It's not fixed.
Yeah. Well,
Faye from Steps and Ashley Roberts, Pussycat Dolls, are both trained dancers and people are not amused.
Yeah, well, I think everyone should be able to take part because the main reason for taking part is that you're famous, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you are really good at dancing, there should be some kind of handicap imposed.
I'm not being funny. This happens every year. Like, even like 4 years ago when I did it, I'm like, oh, Pixie Lott's danced before. Yeah. Well, what do you want? Just really bad radio DJs dancing?
Actually, yes.
No, you don't. It's a dance competition. Like, it's funny at the start to have the rubbish ones. Hello. But then as the competition moves on, you need to have people that are actually good at ballroom dancing.
I think it needs to be like horses, because this happens with the horses. There's handicaps put in place. So I reckon with the really good ones, they should have bags of sugar attached to them. And then depending on how good a dancer they are, more sugar. Kilos.
You can imagine Shirley, I loved it. Even with 15 bags of sugar on you, still managed beautiful turns.
Thing is, right, like in show business, a lot of people, like actresses, pop stars, they will have gone to dance school. That's just the way it goes. Mm. Unless you're going to have to like get rid of all of those people.
Scott Mills.
I'm giving a wave to all the new and returning students at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland who are going back today. They're going to be welcomed to Glasgow today with tea, coffee and a Tunnocks tea cake. Oh my God. That's one of the best things about going to Scotland. It's one of the first things I do. Get a Tunnocks down you.
Yeah.
They are good.
That sounded like some kind of spawn.
It did, it's not. I just really like them. And hard to get, actually, in England. 7:44. It's Radio on Breakfast and Scott and Chris in for Greg James. He's back tomorrow morning from 6:30.
So I saw you at the end of Strictly Come Dancing. I thought you were acting really peculiar, actually.
I was just walking down a corridor talking about the podcast.
But why did you have to hold headphones? It was really weird.
Okay.
It was like it was almost like you had to have a prop to show the job that you do.
Okay, so I knew that this would get picked up on and I got so many messages afterwards going, why were you holding headphones? So a lot of people, this is the reasoning, a lot of people who watch Strictly Come Dancing won't know what a podcast is, all right? So this is the clip.
Brand new this year, myself, Scott Mills and Amy Elizabeth will be bringing you the official Strictly podcast.
So we're just walking down the corridor at Strictly, but we are holding headphones, me and my co-host Amy. And, well, OK, let me just give you some kind of idea, right? I saw someone tweet at the weekend. My gran just said, oh, is that Joe Suggs, the iPodder? There we are. That's what we're kind of dealing with here. It's people that don't know what a podcast is because they're not all young and cool like you, Chris.
All right. So, but why do you have to carry the headphones walking down the corridor?
To tell people that a podcast is something that you listen to. And at the end, listen to the end here.
Just type Strictly into any podcast app or search for it on bbc.co.uk. Pop your headphones on and press play.
Of course.
Pop your headphones on and press play. And then at that point, I did actually have to put headphones on. Oh. I mean, you really have to spell it out, you know?
So that's what you were doing. So it was you and Amy there. Just pop the headphones on and then you can really enjoy your podcast.
Press play.
Just type Strictly into any podcast app or search for it on bbc.co.uk.
Rubbish.
Pop your headphones on and press play.
Don't say rubbish, it's very good.
No, but no, not the thing. I just mean, like, just the fact you're holding these headphones that weren't plugged into anything.
Like I said, some people won't know what a podcast is. They're
sorry,
like,
all right.
Okay.
Oh, like back down vibes.
Would your nan know what a podcast is? She would if I told her to pop her headphones on and press play.
She's sadly not with me. But
anyway, back to Strictly and Kate Silverton, who got real overexcited after her dance because it is a feeling of relief.
Yeah! Yeah!
Three in a row there. Did you hear what I mean?
Whoa.
That's like, it's the foxes outside my house at 4 a.m.
Well, is it foxes outside your house or Kate Silverton? That's the question we all ask.
Or you know when that annoying car alarm goes off?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
I put them in a loop for you to enjoy more. Sorry about you, Granon.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Stuff that's happening that you may have missed. Spoiler. Greg James got married at the weekend to Bella, who's lovely, and we're all really happy for her.
I do like that a marriage can be a plot spoiler.
Yeah. Managed to keep it private, though. But congratulations to Greg and Bella. How do they keep it secret? That's really clever.
I've seen this all over Twitter that they managed to keep it secret. What they just didn't do was invite, like, journalists to go right and cover it. I think that's all it was really on the secret front.
Yeah, and for a change, didn't have it with the exclusive pictures in Hello magazine.
Yeah, which would have been great.
It would have been,
it would have been funny. Imagine him doing that.
Big night in TV last night. The finale of Bodyguard. I won't say anything else apart from I actually thought for the whole series that his name was David Bird, not Bud, because Scottish accent. Because people kept going, David Bud. And that's how you say
Bird.
Bird.
Yeah.
In Scotland, David Bud. But it isn't Bird, it's Bud. Also, why after all that, I don't mean to spoil the ending for you, but why does he drive a Nissan?
Oh,
disappointing.
Is this a spoiler of some kind?
At the end, you see a Nissan.
Okay.
That doesn't reveal anything about the plot.
Okay,
it's just,
fine.
It's just a car he's driving.
We thought it'd be better.
Also, the judges' categories were revealed on The X Factor, and Louis Tomlinson, well, he was extremely happy about it.
I am dead! Yeah!
That's Louis Tomlinson's happy voice.
I am dead!
Yeah! And on Strictly Come Dancing, this is Kate Silverton's happy voice. Yeah. Also, every single episode of X Factor that's been on so far, Simon Cowell's had a really cheap blue hand fan up to his face at all times.
It's been a problem throughout all the series for him. I've noticed this. He used to have a little fan that was on the desk. Then they gave him a really expensive hand fan. Now he's gone for this really kind of rubbish one that you could pick up for a pound.
Hun is hot. Anyway, Louis got the boys. Cardi B was tipsy in Milan on her way to the Dolce & Gabbana fashion show yesterday in Milano.
Man, these Italians giving me champagne in the afternoon. They must not know that I'm light. What's good? We are here in Milan drinking sparkling water and eating some spaghettis.
Spaghettis? She also hung out with Liam Payne. He would have loved that because he wants to be a rapper. And said they talked about their babies. And Ollie from Years and Years has been giving a tour of his fridge on Instagram, and it's pre-rank.
Just checking out what I've got in my fridge. Aloe vera gel, flaxseed oil, vacuum-packed beetroot, These are face masks. Some very old almond milk, some very old orange juice, a beer that's been in there for months, and a ginger beer that's been in there for months. Little bit of feta cheese, harissa paste. This is a fridge of a psychopath.
That's definitely a pop star that's been on tour fridge.
It's quite a fabulous fridge, wouldn't you say?
Right. No, nothing in it. It's like mine.
I think it's well classy, mate.
Water, and what else have I got in there? Some mature cheddar slices.
Mm.
And that's about it. Right, you're up to date, though. It's 7.56.
Scott Mills.
Katie works for Nissan and wants to know what the problem is. Nothing at all. As my second-hand car dealer dad, Pete, says, one of the most reliable cars on the market, son.
So, a load of people on saying you must be doing very well for yourself, Scott. How the other half live.
What, cheese slices?
Cheese slices.
I know.
All the rest of us have to cut ourselves, you know?
I don't do that. I buy ready cut.
Yeah, wow.
Nothing, Katie. I was just expecting, like, a Rolls or a Bentley or something. That's all. No shade to... Nissan. I'd like to hear from people this morning that are really happy for Greg James on his marriage, but also a little bit gutted. Let me know, be honest. 81199. Some people are tweeting in saying they're livid, but happy.
Yeah, I quite like the livid people in this situation.
Sammy says, gutted Greggers is off the market. Fancied him for years. Such a nice face. So funny. But congrats, Greg.
Scott Mills.
Megan Hampshire says, me and my best mate fancied Greg for ages. Always thought he would be the best husband. I mean, he does come across. He's model husband material.
Wow.
He is.
Do you know, it would be good to spend 15 minutes just saying bad things about Greg, perhaps to balance it out a bit.
No, there's nothing bad.
There isn't, actually.
Megan says, happy for him, but got to be honest, on our way to work this morning, devastated looking through his Instagram pictures.
I think
just
it's a
little bit
too,
of hope. Maybe, a little bit of hope just floats away, doesn't it?
You a know? Bit too tall, maybe, for me.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do a round of funny business, which we haven't done for ages. We've done it in the afternoon a fair bit. It's what we call businesses with great names and basically try not to laugh. So I'm going to give you one to call.
Mm.
You don't know what the company's going to be. And then vice versa. You've just got to try not to lol.
We've done this in the past and some of the names are amazing, right?
Yeah. I mean, some of them, I'm like, why would you ever call your business that? But it's great for this game. Like, do you remember when we called the sweet shop Granny Wobbly's Fudge Pantry?
Yes.
Hard not to laugh when they answer the phone, right?
Mm.
And what was that? Fanny by Gaslight. That was a pub.
Classic.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we've not done this for ages. I thought it'd be a good time to do it as we're in for Greg. Funny business. Celebrating those businesses who are obviously having a laugh when they named their company, or they just have no idea, have no clue that it's funny.
We've done this in the past, some classic names. Off the top of my head, Short and Curly's.
Yeah,
that was a good one as well.
There's also, there's one in Cornwall called, what was it, CBA? CBA Builders. I'm sure they can be bothered. But they're probably not aware, you see. Like, it's probably like an initials of something and they don't realise that it's CBA.
Well, the game in this is we're going to connect each other to one of these businesses. The only rule is you can't laugh.
Okay, so...
simple as that.
So you've got one for me?
Yeah, you're going to go first, okay? So I'm going to connect you to a business. It's going to have a slightly funny name.
And the thing is not to laugh.
You just can't laugh, all right?
Agree.
Okay.
Put in the number.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good luck.
Come on.
The horn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What company is this, please?
This is the horn.
Okay. And what is the? Sorry. What does your company do?
We're a live music venue.
Oh. Okay. All right then. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye. 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 So hard not to laugh.
You didn't know what to say. That's great.
So,
because I didn't even. Do you know what? I thought that would get a slight. What's the phrase? Titter. It's better than I thought because you didn't know what to say. I love that.
I got the horn there. Thanks, guys. Right. So, your turn now.
This is so stupid.
So stupid.
All right.
Oh, excellent. People are texting in more company names, so we can do it again at some point.
That was the shortest conversation ever.
I know.
What do you do then?
Live music venue. Okay, ready for yours?
Yeah, bring it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, put the number in.
Oh, I'm sorry, you just broke up there. Where am I calling?
Tony Stacker.
Oh. Fine. Yeah, hello. My dad told me to call you because you might be able to help him out with something. But I'm not sure I've got the right number. What is it exactly you do? Tony's Tackle?
Yes, yeah, fishing tackle.
Of course.
Shooting equipment. Don't sell no sex objects, because that's what a lot of people think that they sell when you mention the word Tony's Tackle.
I'm sorry that you have to even explain that.
Oh, I get all sorts of comments. How's your tackle, Tone? Have you heard it all?
Are you Tony?
Yeah, I'm the man himself.
Tony with the tackle.
That's right. Yeah. I got twin boys to prove it as well.
It's escalated. Tony, my dad told me to call you.
Yeah?
What kind of tackle is it that you sell?
Obviously fishing tackle. Everything, coarse fishing, sea fishing tackle, anything you want, I got.
And if I wanted to get a large amount of tackle, you're the guy to speak to then?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Oh, amazing. So I have got the right number.
Yeah, you got the right number, mate.
All right, then.
Okay, then.
All right, cheers, Tony.
Okay, thank you very much.
Where did you find him? he's amazing.
Also, can you stop saying my dad, Tommy Tarik?
Scott Mills.
So, in secret, Greg James went and got married to the lovely Bella yesterday. He's back tomorrow, just a one-day honeymoon. But the nation is shook by the news.
Yeah, we're waking up to the news this morning that Greg is married.
And you have to remember, like, new people listen all the time at breakfast time because everyone has different routines. So for a lot of people, this will be the first... Oh, God, this is the Greg Athlon music.
Yeah, actually, like, I don't know how it must make Greg feel. It makes me feel a little bit sick.
Yeah, I've got dry mouth now. And I didn't even do it. Yes, a lot of people will be listening now and hearing this for the very first time. And you'll always remember where you were when you found out the news.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone is really happy for him, but, I mean, it was a short engagement. People thought they could get in there, you know? They didn't.
It's caught people by surprise.
It really has.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
Oh, no, you're right.
No. You got married. What happened?
Can you say what you said on your text to Radio 1 this morning, please?
Well, Greg is the only person I would have ditched my fiancé for.
Greg is the only person you would have ditched your fiancé for?
Yeah, sorry, Matt.
Okay.
Named him as well. Hello to your fiancé, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Okay, yeah. So tell me about Matt. When you're marrying him?
June 2020. And he's lovely. He's perfect in every way. But Greg just... He would have been the one. He's the one you speak about, the one you'd have ditched Matt off for and ran away with Greg.
He's good, but he's not Greg.
Right.
Yeah,
that what you're saying?
Exactly. No one's Greg, are they, other than Greg?
So now that Greg's off, what have you told Matt?
Well, I told him last night. I was like, well, you're off the hook now. It's fine. I can still marry you. There's no way I'm running away now. So I suppose the relief's gone.
Yeah, I suppose it must be a relief for him, yeah.
It's good for you to have your backup options as well, isn't it, Amy? Just to...
Yeah, but now I've got 18, they say 18 months with no backup option. What if it all goes wrong?
Oh, it's good for Matt to know, though, that you can definitely marry him now. Excellent.
Yeah, he'll be happy now.
Yeah.
Really, he's going to be ecstatic. We're happy for Greg, but.
Yeah, I know you're happy.
Really.
No, you're not. Okay. Good morning, Hayley.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm a bit gutted, to be honest. You just always think that you're just going to meet him one day and that Greg's going to be the one, and now it's just not going to happen, is it?
A lot of people saying the same. Are you going to have to unfollow him, or...?
Oh, my God, no. I still need to see his face. As much as it will hurt me if Bella's in the pictures, but I can just can just not look at her, as pretty as she is.
All right. And will listening to the radio be a problem?
No, because he doesn't talk about her that much, so hopefully he'll keep it that way so I can just pretend she doesn't exist.
This is so bitter.
Have you liked have you liked any of the pictures on Instagram of the wedding yet?
I have, but it did take me a while. I was scrolling through last night, and then that's when I saw the post, and I was like, oh, my God. So I scrolled, like, flicking through the pictures, like, some hovering over, and then I just thought, you know what, I have to like it because he might see my name and, like, remember that I'm still here.
OK. Well, that's good of you.
I know.
There's some great logic in there.
Yeah. And good morning to Graham.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Not great.
No, okay, cool. So, do you have a boyfriend?
I do, yes.
Okay, and what have you told him?
So, basically, we were in the car the other day, and I came on in the morning, and I may have mentioned my plan to surreptitiously find out where Greg was and do some stalking, serenade him, make him fall in love with me and marry him.
Well, now you look like an idiot.
Yeah, I know, I look like an idiot, don't I?
Yeah.
I think the thing is here, just lots of people thought that they would be the one, and... sadly,
well, we'll probably be the one.
Well, yeah, I know.
You're not Graham.
Yeah, you're not Graham. How's your boyfriend? How's your boyfriend feeling now? Is he like, phew?
I think so. I think so. He didn't really seem to care, so, you know.
No. So do you feel that was a complete waste of your emotions?
It was, yeah. Completely wasted.
Scott Mills.
Danielle in Skegness says, I have actually photoshopped my face on top of Bella's. Greg's new wife.
Oh, my word.
So, therefore, there's still hope for me and Greg. You lot sometimes will do things like that, won't you? Just a little Photoshop of your head on her body.
Hattie has messaged to say, I'd be more sad about Greg's wedding if I hadn't found out last night how fit Kel Spellman is.
All right, on to the next one.
straight on.
right.
So you're sort of a little bit like Mowgli. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Sort of like ripped child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scott Mills.
I worry that I'm stealing someone's glory here, and I really just want to kind of confess to it before it goes much further.
Okay, now is this what I think it is?
Yeah.
If so, then yes, you are.
Yeah, so there's this group called Brockhampton who we have massively supported, and I heard about them a while ago through someone here at work, someone who works at Radio 1 called Daisy.
Yeah, who works on this show.
And I basically took all of her knowledge on Brockhampton because she's like the biggest fan. And then went on Radio 1.
And passed it off as your own.
And passed it off.
Yeah, you did. I've noticed this for, well, I've noticed this for a long time ago, a good few weeks. And obviously, like, it got played first with Annie Matt. There's a massive thing surrounding this band, right? But what you have been doing is reading Daisy, who works on the show's messages on social media and jumping on the hype.
Yeah. Now, it's escalated because then there was this documentary that's come out with Brockhampton, for Brockhampton, and it's massive.
I mean, it's massive.
It is huge. And like, for Brockhampton fans, it's like the biggest thing at the moment.
All the fans will know about it.
There was a premiere for this documentary that happened, and loads of people from the music industry were there, and it just seems to be a massive, massive thing. And I've ended up on this documentary sounding like
you
I'm the driving force behind their success.
Yeah. But basically, you have just copied and pasted what Daisy said.
Do you want to hear a bit of it? It's basically me being very enthusiastic.
You're on the trailer.
Yeah, mate. It's honestly, and this is why I just wanted to confess.
How come you're suddenly the mouthpiece for Brockhampton?
I'm getting messages from people saying like, "Oh, it's so good what you've done for the group." It's basically Daisy.
I know. Okay, here we go.
Mate, I'm telling you, there's something crazy going on with this group.
Okay, it's a brief role, but all the same.
Quite vague. There's something crazy going on with this group.
So I just wanted to confess to stealing all the glory. Then Daisy deserves all the credit
for
how well Brockhampton are doing in the eyes of Radio White, in my opinion, because she's a huge, huge fan. But I think this happens quite a lot, doesn't it, where people step up and steal glory. It happened with John Terry once, quite famously, where he was celebrating. I can't quite remember the story there. It was like he got sent off, I think, or... Anyway, for some reason, he got a load of stick for stealing the glory.
Yeah. Do you feel bad?
Yeah, I do feel bad. Because I feel like I've falsely represented what's been going on there.
Mate, I'm telling you, there's something crazy going on with this group.
Yeah. The reality is that trailer should be me going, someone called Daisy in the Radio 1 office
has
is telling me that Brockhampton
crazy.
Are really good.
Yeah. It's a bit like, do you remember, this is really reminding me, it's a bit like... Do you remember when Alexander Burke, not the same, had a song called Elephant in the Room?
Yes.
And tried to convince us all in an interview that she was the first person to ever say it in the UK.
No.
She brought Elephant in the Room over as a phrase, like a gift
I
to us all.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was an elephant in the room, and I'd never heard of the saying before, and it's a very American saying, so I thought, well, why not be the first person to kind of bring it over here?
First person to bring the phrase Elephant in the Room. Thanks, Alexandra.
Not your phrase.
And do you remember when Sam Smith said this at the Oscars?
No openly gay man had ever won an Oscar. And if this is the case, even if it isn't the case, I want to dedicate this to the LGBT community all around the world.
Maybe you should have checked because you've got John Gielgud, Elton John, Dustin Lance Black, Stephen Sondheim and loads more, Sam.
One Radio 1 Breakfast with Scott and Chris.
Should we play your favourite band?
Yeah, yeah, big things from this band to come.
Mate, I'm telling you, there's something crazy going on with this group.
BBC.
Radio.
One. BBC.
Radio.
One.
Scott Mills.
Question, have you ever been banned from Facebook or barred for a bit?
No, I don't think so. Barred? You can get barred, can you?
I only found this out yesterday. One of my friends messaged me. She has been banned from Facebook for 24 hours.
Really?
It's like a little slap on the wrist. I don't really want to say why, but basically Facebook have told her to calm down.
Oh, so she's done something, but it's not, like, really, really bad. Because I think if you're an awful person,
well, yeah, you
can get
you
banned,
deserve
can't
it.
You, quite easily.
Yeah, being a terrible person online, hate that. By the way, can I just say, you know there's always, like, some salty people on Instagram with comments.
Mm.
And, like, Salmon Exeter says this, my favourite part about Greg getting married is him calling out all the salties on Instagram. Someone was kind of ripping into Bella's dress and he went, thanks for the advice, Queer Eye, but we chose the dress together and I think she looks banging.
They're spending the day together today just replying to comments.
Yeah, I like it that they just sat there, going, go on, reply to that one. Awful, why would you do that? It's horrible. Anyway, I've looked into this. So my friend's ban gets lifted today. It's like a bouncer, isn't it? Go home.
Strange, though.
Have
yes.
a word with yourself.
Sober up.
Yeah, you might get a taxi. It's like an online bouncer. Anyway, so I've looked up other stuff. Lying about your birthday can get you a ban. It's a good job I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so these are the rules that can get you a short time off. Or
I would have been off.
Right?
posting... Oh, yeah, using a fake name. Posting on walls in rapid succession can get you a little slap on the wrist as well.
Okay.
Banned for 24 hours. Sending too many friend requests.
That's a weird one to get a small ban for, isn't it?
There is actually a limit to the number of requests you can send daily, and you'll get a warning when you reach that limit.
But what if you just signed up to Facebook?
Right, I know.
You want to get all the friends.
If you proceed after you get the warning, it might be dangerous, it says.
That's weird.
Poking too much.
Poking at all now, you would have thought, should
right.
get you a small ban.
Your account, maybe, exactly. Just because you're not in 2018,
yeah,
banned.
Welcome along. Yeah, they should have little tests on there.
Yeah, so account may be disabled if you're poking people rather too much. If you like too many fan pages, you can be off then as well.
God, enthusiasm is punished on this site, isn't it?
Fake date of birth. And then obviously being offensive, which...
Yeah, well, being a terrible person, yeah. Yeah.
I'd be interested to anyone else been, like, actually given a little slap on the wrist. I also just found out that if you like too many people on dating apps, they can get you a little... they can freeze your account there
really?
As well.
Scott Mills.
Oh, so many people have been banned. Oliver from Newquay posted a photo of his beautiful Cornwall on Facebook, but he didn't take the photo. Someone complained. 3-day ban. Yeah, if it's not your material.
Yeah. Stu from Poole got banned for putting pictures of his dog dressed up as Father Christmas.
What's wrong with that?
Said he got a week ban. A week?
Yeah, the person that put the whole Linkin Park concert on Facebook, no, not allowed. Copyright, innit? I'm trying to find the Nan one. It's brilliant. Someone's Nan
I've
got banned.
That.
Go on.
Yeah, so someone's messaging saying, my Nan got banned for 24 hours for copyright. And what she'd done, she'd made a film of her garden and put music over the top of it.
I'm guessing the music was the problem there.
Yeah, it was a Nan ban.
Also, people that have been playing online games, obviously, then loads of friend requests come in, and then, yeah, goodbye. A lot of, like, Facebook games reward you based on the amount of friends you had who also play the game. Cue mass friend request. Matt in Ramsgate got a 24-hour ban to just re-evaluate his life, go and just have a little sit down and have a chat with himself. So many. Someone got banned because they added all the people with the same name from his account. No, wrong. I mean, these people are just, like, you just don't think about it at the time, but it will get you a little ban.
Yeah, there's loads that we can't say, for obvious reasons. But Ollie says that, oh, it's another nan ban. My grandma's been banned twice because Facebook said she was being a public nuisance. She was adding everyone with the same last name.
Oh, cute. And this person got banned for calling someone a melt. No swearing, no aggression, just melt. They were told, this is condescending.
Radio 1 Breakfast. Scott Mills.
We are back on our normal show tomorrow from 1, and Greg is with you when you wake up from 6:30 on Radio 1 Breakfast. Scott Mills.